Just one interesting principle that the Gemara Pesachim Davav brings down. En mukdam umeohar batorah. The Gemara tells us that the Torah is not written necessarily in order of events, in sequence of events. That means an event that happened in the second month of Iyar, for example, was written first, second month of the year, which is Iyar, was written first in the book of Bamidbar, and then later in the book of this Parashah Be'alotecha, we went back to a month earlier, to Chodesh Nisan. En mukdam u'meuchar b'Torah. So the question is, what's the logic of that? Why would the Torah write it in such a way? So it's a very interesting Teshuvot HaRosh. He says the reason of En mukdam u'meuchar is to keep peace amongst the Jewish people. How does this principle keep peace? Because we know you invite people up to the Sefer Torah. And a lot of times a person gets an aliyah, one gets aliyah shlishi, and one gets revi'i. So the guy that gets revi'i, the fourth aliyah might come along and say, which means I'm much better than this guy. I'm much more significant, I'm much more important. How come I got the fourth aliyah? I should have got the third aliyah. And he starts to have claims. So now the misader can tell him, listen, who knows? Maybe the aliyah that you read was said by God first. And the aliyah that the guy that went up Shilishi, his aliyah was said later. So which means your passage that was read for you was said by God first. Hence, that causes peace amongst the people when they go up to the Sefer Torah. But al pi ha-musar, we can explain this principle yet a different way. Hachamim tell us there are three crowns. There's the crown of Kehuna. The crown of Kehuna, only people that descend from Aharon can wear that crown. Nobody else can come in front of them and take the Keter Kehuna. Keter Malchut, only somebody that descends from Yehuda, from the Davidic dynasty, they can come along and take Keter Malchut, but nobody else. However, when it comes to Keter Torah, so it says it's there for the taking. You don't have to come from a specific tribe. You don't have to have a specific lineage. You don't have to have a certain importance. And that's what the Gemara is alluding to. En mukdam u'me'ohar b'Torah. There's nobody ahead and there's nobody behind when it comes to the Torah. When it comes to Kehuna, the Kohanim are ahead. Nobody else could take it. When it comes to Malchut, the Shevet Yehudah is mukdam. They come first. However, when it comes to Torah, in mukdam u'me'ohar. When it comes to Torah, there's no preference. Everybody has equal rights to come and become a gadol b'Torah.